Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, January 24th, 2025. The Belfast Farmers Market is open today from 9 till noon in their winter location inside the atrium at Seaport Community Health. That's on Scudic Drive in Belfast. The Teen Anime Club meets this afternoon in Blue Hill. The group selects an anime show or movie to watch, engages in an anime-themed activity, and socializes, and they invite teens and 12-year-olds to, quote, hang out, talk about your favorite series, and enjoy manga and cosplay, end quote. Anime drawing guides and drawing supplies are available. The Teen Anime Group meets at the Blue Hill Public Library today and the fourth Friday of every month from 3:30 to 5 p.m. For more information, you can contact the Blue Hill Public Library at bhpl.net. If you're feeling like a fancy night out in the big city main style, you may want to head up to Bangor tonight. The UU Church on Park Street is hosting their monthly Contra Dance. From 6 to 7, there'll be a community dance with a chance for beginners to learn and an open band. And then from 7 to 10, Contra Dancing and more live music. Organizers say you do not need to bring a dance partner, but feel free to bring the kids. That's tonight at the UU Church on Park Street in Bangor from 6 to 10 p.m. Members of a statewide anti-war coalition are bringing their monthly protest to Camden tomorrow in coordination with the groups that hold regular weekly standouts in Camden, Rockland, and Belfast. Organizers say, quote, "The horrors of starving and freezing in flooded tents are disturbing reminders that this genocide just keeps rolling on. Many of you participated in recent calls to stand with Kamal Adwan Hospital, which was bombed and burned with forced evacuations of sick people and the illegal detention of its heroic director, Dr. Hassam Abu Safiya," end quote. The co-sponsors are Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space, Maine Natural Guard, Peaceworks of Greater Brunswick, Communist Party of Maine, Green Independent Party, Citizens Opposing Active Sonar Threats, Party for Socialism and Liberation of Maine, Libertarian Party of Maine, the People's Party of Maine, the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine, Veterans for Peace National, United Anti-War Coalition, and Maine Voices for Palestinian Rights. And their listed demands include, quote, "Peace in Ukraine, no weapons, no money for the Ukraine war. Abolish NATO and U.S. militarism and sanctions. Fund people's needs, not the war machine. No war with China. Protect Earth's environment from the deadly insult of war. End U.S. aid to racist apartheid Israel. Fight racism and bigotry, not war. U.S. hands off Haiti and AFRICOM," end quote. Event organizers go on to say that anyone wishing to join them may bring their own sign or borrow one from the organizers at the event. The protest will start at 1:30 tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, in downtown Camden, near the intersection of Route 1 and Elm and Chestnut Streets. For more information, you can email globalnet@mindspring.com. And Camden's 22nd annual Winterfest is also happening tomorrow. Some of the Winterfest activities include ice carving, a dog fashion show, and a polar plunge. That's happening tomorrow from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Camden Amphitheater. For the schedule, more information, and to register to participate in some of the events, go to librarycamden.org/winterfest2025. Again, librarycamden.org/winterfest2025. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you on Monday.